Today's contestants are an attorney, originally from Quakertown, Pennsylvania, Amy Judd Lieberman. A story analyst, originally from Williamstown, New Jersey, Kevin Wall. And our returning champion, a software engineer from Santa Monica, California, Garrett Marka, whose three-day cash winnings total $63,700. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard. Our current champion is a well-traveled young man who's just won $63,700 on Jeopardy. It's been a while since we've had a four-day champion. Will he be the first of our new season? We'll start finding out right now. Kevin and Amy, welcome aboard. Pick up your signaling devices. Hopefully you get to use them quite often in this Jeopardy round with these categories. Starting off with the $1 bill. Yes. Beer, me. Word origins. We'll give you the sports awards. You name the sport for us. We'll tell you three things about the president. You name the president. And finally, we deal with nursery rhymes. And champion, off you go.
Word origins, 200.
Surdus, a word for deaf, gave us this word that means illogical. Kevin.
What is absurd?
That's the word.
Word origins for 400.
This adjective for mocking laughter comes from a word describing something from Sardinia. Kevin.
What is sardonic?
That's the word.
Word origins for 6.
This 9-letter word for assistant meant someone who dealt with confidential material. Amy.
What is secretary?
Yes.
Word origins 800.
A voluntary action done by monarchs. This word originally meant to disinherit a child. Amy?
What is abdicate?
That's it.
Word origins 1000.
This word for ill feelings between people originally referred to a bitter taste. Amy?
What is acrimony?
You got it.
Beer me for 200.
He served as governor of Massachusetts from 1793 to 1797. Kevin?
Who is Adams?
Be more specific.
Samuel Adams?
Yes.
Nursery rhymes for 200.
This girl dreamt of her lost sheep bleating. Garrett.
Who is Little Bo Peep?
Yes.
Nursery rhymes 4.
Her cupboard bare, she went to the baker's to buy her dog bread. Kevin.
Who is Old Mother Hubbard?
Good.
Nursery rhymes for 6.
This guy is on a strict no-fat diet. His wife is on a no-lean diet. Kevin.
Was Jack Spratt.
Right.
Nursery rhymes for 8.
This rhyming guy kissed the girls and made them cry. Garrett.
Was Georgie Porgy?
Yep.
And nursery rhymes 1000.
This fellow was under a haystack, fast asleep. And that guy was Little Boy Blue. Garrett, back to you.
Let's go to Sports Awards 1000.
The Venus Rosewater Dish. Awarded to the woman singles champion at Wimbledon in tennis. That's the sport. Garrett.
Sports 800.
The Norris Trophy. Kevin.
It is hockey?
Yep.
Sports for 600.
The John R. Wooden Award. Amy.
It was college basketball?
Yep.
A 400?
Walter Payton, Man of the Year. Garrett.
What is football?
Football is right, and that takes you up to 1,400. All three of you off to a good start. We're taking our first break, though. We'll come back and chat with the players after this. I think I'm safe in saying about Amy Judd Lieberman that this contestant once had the most unusual job of any player in Jeopardy history. And that job was?
I was a professional sword swallower.
All right, tell me the trick to being a good sword swallower.
Oh, there's no trick. You just have to be very careful. Everything's real.
The whole sword goes down?
Oh, yeah. All the way to the top of my stomach.
How do you train for something like that? You start with a paring knife?
You know, it's just you work up to it over time, and, you know, when you're putting on a show,
yeah,
just have to do it.
Okay. Kevin Walsh, a story analyst who at his college graduation got his diploma handed to him by two very famous individuals, Steven Spielberg and
George Lucas.
What were the circumstances?
They were the guests at our graduation from the film school there at USC. And so they were on the stage handing out our diplomas for.
Now, you're a story analyst, so was it a writing course that you had been taking?
My degree was actually in production.
In production?
Now I work on the writing side.
Okay. All right, let's get to our champion now. Garrett, I mentioned at the beginning of the program that you are well-traveled. You visited how many countries so far?
Over 40 now.
All right. Of all the countries that are still on your bucket list, which is at the top and why?
Right now, New Zealand's at the top because I love hiking and there's a lot of great places to go out there.
Ah, hiking. Okay. All right. Let's get back into this. You're in command of the board, so go ahead and make a selection.
Let's go to President 1000.
Received demerits for slovenly dress at West Point. Was 46 when he took office, had a penchant for bourbon whiskey. Garrett.
Who is Grant?
Ulysses Grant, yes.
President 8.
Answer. Daily Double, you stuck at the right category.
Let's make it a true Daily Double.
All right, for 4,800. Civil Governor of the Philippines, Secretary of War, wrote opinion on Myers versus the United States.
Who is Taft?
Taft is right. Came up with that quickly.
President 6.
Was on the Warren Commission. Volunteered for the Navy. Confirmed as VEEP by votes of 92-3 and 387-35. Garrett.
Who is Ford?
Yeah.
Let's do $1 bill for 1,000.
George Washington is properly powdered and primped for the bill's main image from a portrait by this artist. And the artist was Gilbert Stewart. Back to you, Garrett.
$1 bill, 800.
The number off to the right identifies which exact one of these metal sheets was used to print dozens of dollar bills at a time. And the sheet is known as a plate. Back to you, Garrett.
Bill, 600.
The 2 and the B represent one of the 12 of these abbreviated FRBs that issued the bill. In this case, the one in New York. Kevin?
Was it Federal Reserve Bank?
Yes.
Three things about the president for 400.
Attended Amherst, married Grace Goodhue, died 8 miles from Amherst. And that president was Calvin Coolidge. Kevin, go again.
Beer me for 4.
When it comes to the last name of the American playwright whose 1953 play was The Crucible, it's this time. Garrett.
What is Miller?
Miller time, yeah.
Beer for 6.
A streetcar character came to life when a vendor at Phillies games shouted this first name, trying to sell a Belgian beer. Kevin.
What is Stella?
Yes.
Beer me for 8.
Last name of brothers Kyle and Kurt, cool as ice, as they finished 1 and 2 at NASCAR's Food City 500 in 2019. Amy?
Or Coors.
No. Kevin or Garrett? What is Busch? Picked a different beer. Kevin, back to you.
Beer me for 1,000.
Last name of the actor whose film roles included Fagin, Benjamin Disraeli, Jacob Marley's Ghost, and a certain Jedi. Garrett.
What is Guinness?
Guinness, right you are. Less than a minute now.
President 200.
Was a sheriff in Erie County, New York. Had a 4-year presidential hiatus. Has a great first name for a Muppet. Garrett.
Who is Grover Cleveland?
Yes.
Sports Awards 200.
The FIFA Fair Play Award. Kevin.
What is soccer?
That's the sport.
Dollar bill for 4.
Featuring balancing scales representing justice, this government department's logo also displays a key representing authority. Kevin.
What is the treasury?
That's it. And now the last clue. On the reverse, the bald eagle in the Great Seal clutches arrows and an olive branch, symbolic of these two opposites. Amy?
What are war and peace?
Yes. And that bumps you up to 2,400, but you're still in third place. And that means, of course, you go first when we come back after this. Garrett has done very well for the past 3 days, and he's in the lead today as we get set for Double Jeopardy. But Amy picks first from these categories, starting off with James Bond. Diamonds Are Forever. Hey, there's a theme building. Dr. No. The world is not enough. Die another day. And finally, your four eyes only. There will be four of the letter I in each correct response. Amy, start.
Let's go with your four eyes only for 400.
It's nicknamed the Magnolia State. Amy.
What is Mississippi?
You got it.
4 eyes only for 800, please.
With these returns, profits eventually lessen with additional investment. Kevin?
What is diminishing?
Good.
4 eyes for 1,200.
Inflammation of the gums accompanied by tenderness and slight bleeding. Kevin?
What is gingivitis?
Yes.
4 eyes for 16.
Look it up online. In Hawaiian, this double talk word means quickly. Amy? Oh, blank. Kevin or Garrett? What is wiki? Back to you, Kevin.
4 eyes for 2,000.
From the Latin for nothing. It's an adjective for someone who's totally down for anarchy. Garrett.
Was a nihilist?
No. Kevin or Amy? You gave me the right word, but you left out one of the eyes. Nihilistic. We needed 4 eyes. Okay, back to Kevin.
James Bond for 4.
In Thunderball, Bond makes an escape wearing one of these personal flying devices we were all supposed to have by now. Amy?
What is it, jetpack?
Yes.
James Bond, 800.
After playing this character in 17 Bond films, Desmond Llewellyn made his final exit through a laboratory trapdoor. Garrett?
Who is Q?
Correct.
Bond, 1,200.
A Time magazine report found that this 1995 to 2002 Bond was the deadliest, averaging 27 kills per movie. Garrett?
Who is Pierce Brosnan?
He's the one.
Bond, 16.
Bond, you expect me to talk? Goldfinger. No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to do this. Kevin.
What is die?
Yes.
James Bond for 2.
Donald Pleasance and Christoph Waltz are among the actors who've played this cat fancier and Bond arch foe. Kevin.
Who's Blofeld?
Blofeld, that's right.
Dr. No for 1,200.
Doc, no, your predecessors treated syphilis with this liquid metal. One side effect was death. Kevin.
It was mercury.
Mercury, correct.
Dr. No for 16.
In the 1800s, Paris hospitals used 5 million of these annelids a year. I know they can still be useful, but no thanks. Amy.
What are leeches?
Leeches, yes.
Dr. No, 2000.
Glad I didn't live in ancient times when trepanning involved removing some bone from here so that evil spirits could escape. Garrett.
What is the skull?
Correct.
Diamonds, 2000.
The name of this famed diamond means mountain of light in Persian. And that famous diamond is the Kohinoor. Back to you, Garrett.
Let's go. World is not enough for 400.
In Ray Bradbury's Chronicles, humans conquer this title planet, but with unexpected consequences. Amy.
But it's Mars.
Yeah.
800.
Becky Chambers' The Long Way to a Small Angry Planet is achieved by using these intergalactic shortcuts. Garrett?
What are wormholes?
That's it.
World's Not Enough, 12.
In this Carl Sagan novel, astrophysicist Ellie wants a message from outer space. She gets one and goes on quite the adventure. Garrett?
What is contact?
Yeah.
World's Not Enough, 12, or 16.
Answer. Daily Double. And you are now just $200 off the lead.
4,000.
Four again. All right. In a Larry Niven novel, a motley crew of explorers travel to this ribbon-like world that encircles a star.
What is Discworld?
No, what is a ring world? Ring world. You drop a bit. Go.
World is Not Enough, 2,000.
Stanislaw Lem's Tale of a Journey to This Title Planet was turned into a 2002 film starring George Clooney. Amy.
What is Solaris?
You got it.
Dr. No for 800.
Ach, nein. Advocating a drug he enjoyed himself, this Austrian psychoanalyst published Uber Coca in 1884. Kevin.
Who is Freud?
Yes.
Die Another Day for 400.
Saints' days used to be marked on the calendar with a particular color, hence this term for any happy day. Kevin.
What is a red letter day?
You got it.
Die Another Day for 8.
Sweet Thursday is the name of a book by John Steinbeck, very different from this nickname for October 24th, 1929 on Wall Street. Garrett.
What is Black Tuesday?
No. Kevin.
What is Black Friday?
No. Amy.
What is Black Thursday?
Yes.
Diamonds are forever, 1,600.
Talc is a 1 on this hardness scale, and a diamond is a 10. Kevin.
What is the Mohs scale?
That's right.
Diamonds are forever 1200.
Answer. Really done. Now you enjoy a comfortable lead.
1200, please.
12 it is. When it comes to grading diamonds, the four C's are cut, color, carat, and this.
What is clarity?
Clarity is right. And we have less than a minute now.
Die Another Day, 1200.
This band rocked the 2015 Rock and Roll Hall induction ceremony with When I Come Around and American Idiot. Garrett.
What is Green Day?
Yes.
Die Another Day, 2000.
March 26th is Purple Day, which raises awareness of this neurological disorder characterized by seizures. Kevin.
What is it, epilepsy?
Yes.
Doctor No for 400.
No way. Back in the day, instead of tobacco, doctors used Page's inhalers, medicated these with tea leaves and cola nuts. Garrett.
What are pipes?
No. Kevin or Amy? Talking about cigarettes, ordinary cigarettes. Kevin, back to you.
Diamonds for 400.
Diamonds are naturally occurring forms of this element. Amy.
What is carbon?
Yeah.
Die Another Day for 1600.
This casual dining chain got its name from a song by the Rolling Stones. Amy.
What is Ruby Tuesday?
Yes.
Diamonds 800.
Weighing 287 carats when discovered in 1877, the yellow diamond named for this jeweler is worn in public about every 60 years. Kevin.
What is the De Beers diamond?
Nope. Amy.
What is the Cartier diamond?
No. What is Tiffany's? And with that, we conclude the Double Jeopardy round. Kevin, 15,600. He's thinking. He's doing the math in his head as we present this category for Final Jeopardy. The Americas. Think about it, players. Make your wagers. Back in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... A jack-o'-lantern can be a pumpkin or one of these common fungi that has a similar orange color. What is a mushroom? Happy Geico Week. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
A wonderful subject for our Final Jeopardy today. The Americas. Players, here's your clue. Home to more than 20 million people and three different official languages, this island is about 600 miles from the continental United States. 30 seconds. Good luck. To our champion first. Garrett, you were in third place with 7,000, and you wrote down, what is Hispaniola? Place of the Dominican Republic and Haiti. You are correct. And you will add only 1,000. That bumps you up to 8,000. It takes us to Amy. Did she come up with the correct response? She did indeed. And did she risk more than 400? Yes, 7,600. That bumps her up to 15,200. Kevin, let's look first of all and see if you... Well, you didn't come up with a correct response. You picked Bermuda instead. I bet you didn't risk more than 400. No, 300. So you're the champion with $15,300. Great game, players. Thank you so much. And now we say goodbye until tomorrow when we wrap up the week right here with Kevin as the returning champion.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.
An elite public school's new proposal that could clear a big hurdle to getting accepted. And then from young and healthy to fighting for his life, how a man's battle against COVID could save other lives all across the world. New at 11.